we've just drove through a paddock there, which was our first project, which was we started working on in early 2014. It had its first crop sown in October of 2014. So we've just done one forage rape in that paddock, and that'll go back to another forage rape in October this year. And we will deem that tidy enough then to sow down to a high-performance pasture come spring next year. So what's that, 2 years? And we'll have it back to where we ideally would like it. Not every paddock, I guess, will be as clear-cut as that, but I would hope that from starting a paddock to finish, I don't see us taking over 5 years to return it. So
you had to do a bit of research to find out how to do it.
Yeah, we did, and then there was a lot of trial and error. So I looked into some case studies out of New Zealand, which helped me get my head around how we could, in fact, return it and what I could expect to gain from the soil that was left behind. And I was really surprised with actually how the soil made up, I guess, in that I've soil tested this country as opposed to country that pretty naturalised country that have like Poa and Coxfoot and Phalaris and that sort of thing. And this country actually tested better. To me, that was a big tick, because that was always an unknown in this sort of country, but that's also helped us along the way, or gaining confidence, I guess, in what we can achieve in this country. And we've both seen this country prior to 2009 was productive agricultural country, as you can see, like out in front of us. There's some beautiful country in this area, and it was criminal that this was ever sown down. It should never have been sown down. If we had proper land management planning, there's no way anyone in their right mind would have sown this country down. And that's why they ended up turning around and selling it, because the country's too wet to support pine plantations. Especially, you can see in the front paddock there where there's still some pines there, they're struggling because it's just far too wet for them. It's country that is meant for agriculture and pretty productive agriculture. I see us in 10 years' time running a fairly intensive sheep finishing operation, especially with the crossbred lambs and possibly some cattle. Whilst it's not a big holding, I think that through diligent management and pasture management, we could be running a reasonable operation that should support us. So that's ideally where we're headed.
Do you think that this is something that more farmers in this area could be taking up?
I guess the difference between us, and I know of other landholders in the area that have definitely contemplated doing something like what we've done, is a little bit of an age thing, an attitude for the future. For us, they're not making any more land. So for us, this was an opportunity to get our foot in the door, to secure some land in an area where, especially for my husband, he had close family ties with this particular area. It was an opportunity for us to gain some land at not market value at the time. We did do quite well in terms of the land value when we brought in, because it had pines on it. I'm pretty sure if it didn't have pines on it, we wouldn't have been able to afford it. I think it is your attitude to how hard you want to work for a bit of country, I guess. If you're young and need a foot in the door, it's not a bad way to go. I definitely think there's scope into the future for people to do a very similar thing.